Senate Bill 1090 increases penalties for all of those involved in hazing, requires schools to have policies and reporting procedures in place to stop hazing, and informs students and parents of what is happening on campus. It also establishes clear-cut parameters on hazing for organizations such as fraternities and sororities. Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman, the bill's prime sponsor, explained that his legislation also includes a safe harbor provision.
People are fearful to call 911 because they don't want to get in trouble themselves. And that was something my local law enforcement came to me on. And so the safe harbor provision would only apply to the hazing and underage drinking, but it would inspire people to call if someone's in distress, which is obviously the most important thing we want to accomplish is get whoever's in distress to medical care.
A Senate floor vote on the bill could take place as early as next month. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.